All right, so let us move on to item number two. So let's get the minutes out. I think we have a few matters arising. The first one on pages 5 to 6, paragraphs 2.6 to 2.9, on the five comprehensive development area zones as Tong Yun Street and Yan Yu Wai, Yao Tong. So you can see on the post-meeting note on page 7, So with regard to the timeline, CEDD has advised us that they would work on the gazetto of the amended cycle track alignment first and then would consult this task force when the detailed design of the proposed cycle track became available. All right. So since this item has been discussed for quite long, I'm still quite eager to know a bit more about. I know you're working on the gazetto. So is there any, is it something that is actively working on? Do you intend to have the gazetto finished, for example, by the end of this year? Just want to have a better idea of the time frame. So do you have anything to supplement, Joyce?
Oh, thank you, Chairman. Chair Lady. The project team is now working on a detailed design of the cycle track project. As far as I know, the objection period for the gazetto has been expired and no objection has been received. As we have indicated, the project team will consult the task force again when the details become available.
Thanks a lot. Is it working? Okay, thanks a lot. That's very helpful. So the second matters arising is paragraph 2.13. Oh, sorry. I have mixed up. Yeah. So we have finished 12.13. Just now it's 2.13. So on 2.6 and 2.9 on the CDA, yes, the post-meeting note is also on page 7. But this is on the top of it. So this is in relation to the task force view to have more waterland interface facilities along this particular waterfront. So this view has been conveyed to the planning department, and the planning department will liaise with the applicants of these concerned sites on the feasibility of providing mooring facilities at the planning application stage. So please take this on. Thanks a lot. Okay, so that's closed this particular agenda item, this minutes matters arising as well. So the final matters arising is paragraph 3.20 on page 17. So this is the Tsim Sha Tsui Waterfront Revitalization Plan. So despite our sincere efforts to really hope to conduct the informal workshop before this meeting, and even fixing the tentative date, the proponents, after considering the program of the construction works and the time needed for the revised design, would like to hold the informal workshop after this summer. So that is what the secretariat has been told. So is there anything to supplement from LCSD, Doris? Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. For the informal briefing session, according to the schedule, because the revised design is still being working on, and expected to be ready sometimes in September. So in fact, our department has written to confirm that we will arrange an informal briefing to the task force members before the next task force meeting. So this is the progress up to the present moment. Yeah.
Thank you, Doris. Just to clarify a little bit, instead of a briefing, what we have been hoping for is more like a workshop, something that we could have more interaction about. Is that what you have in mind?
As far as I know, because the current design has already taken into consideration of the public engagement earlier and adopt a simpler design. So now the revised design is working on based on that a simple design concept. So there is no plan to conduct another public engagement like the informal workshop, but with a briefing to the task force members or the design before the formal presentation to the next task force meeting.
I will, you know, let members comment on this, but my personal idea is really, I mean, an informal workshop, that's a really wide spectrum of public engagement. We are not talking about formal public engagement, another questionnaire survey, but for an informal workshop that people can really interact on, so to speak, the simple design. And the original idea, especially from the last meeting, was that we would also open some of the spaces for the general public for them to get direct input on the design so that the designer could actually consider the different aspects to take it forward. So that's what this task force would hope to have. Peter?
No, I completely agree with what you said, actually.
Yes?
Thanks, Chair Lady. Since this project has been discussing and proceeding for I think at least 3 years, from the district council level and then this task force, I guess before they revise, I think design, whether informal meeting or workshop, I would suggest if members have a chance to have a site visit and see overall this covering area, and on what the new design will be made, and then we'll have better understanding to discuss. Thank you.
Derek. So is it feasible, I mean, to arrange for a site visit as suggested? Because I think now it's a construction site. What's the feasibility of this, Doris?
For this request, I will discuss with my colleagues for whether it is feasible to do so. But now construction site is on the part of the Avenue of Star because of some renovation work there, and then being carried on. But for the other part, we're still open to the public. The Jim Sojo East Promenade portion is still open for public use for the time being.
Thanks, Chair Lady. Actually, there are three phases of this project. Salisbury Garden is now, I think, is underway of the revitalization works. And the two others, the Starsoff Avenue and the Water Promenade, I think they're still open at the time being. I think what I am telling is members will have a better understanding for all over these three areas and the coverage of the interface and the other whatever structure or design of the new I think proposal will be presented to us. Thank you.
So what I would suggest is perhaps, you know, the Secretariat can look into the feasibility of working together with Derek, especially the Yao Jin Mong District Council, at least having a representative to share the vision, and also LCSD on the draft version of the simple design, or at least having shared with us what's going on, you know, and to arrange for this field trip for all members to join. All right, so let's see. Paul, please.
What I'd like to understand is the timeline. I mean, we have made a promise to the public about when this whole project is going to be finished. And, you know, so if we still are in design stage, then when are we going to do the construction stage? And especially if the what they've said, that you're going to remove the top of the walkway and we're going to make change to the design and we've got to produce that, I guess that we are under time pressure. I mean, so there are got to be deadlines here before when designs have to be confirmed. So I'd like to have a better understanding. Are we behind? Where are we? And when does things need to be confirmed?
So Doris, the timeline.
Yes. According to the timeline, the construction work will commence in early 2018. So there is still time to do some informal briefing and for the task force members to give views on the revised design of this project.
Paul?
2018 we start the works, then why is it closed?
Oh no, that part is, the part being closed is the Avenue of Star because of the structures, and then it has been last for a long time and need to some refurbishment to make it proper and safe. But for the other part of Tsim Sha Tsui Promenade, it is still open for public use.
The design is irrespective of the works on the... I'm a bit surprised that we're doing refurbishing work on the Tsim Sha Tsui Promenade, but without the design confirmed.
Paul, I think Derek has actually mentioned and give us a broader view. Basically, this Avenue of Star portion will be part of the entire project, right? And the Avenue of Star is where their construction, the bridge of, there are construction issues and they are in need of repair. So that's why it's been closed down. But for the whole design, they would go all together, encompassing the entire area. And part of this area of the project is not closed right now, only the part that is undergoing construction work.
Okay, none of the construction works that's going on right now, it has an impact on the final design choices?
No.
Wow.
Just for refurbishment and then the columns and then to keep it safe and proper. This is not involved design, in fact.
Seems to be an efficiency issue.
So I think we would just try to work on goodwill together with LCSD. We really want to have inputs as soon as possible, especially on the design,
yes,
and how to take this forward more proactively. Okay, thanks, Doris. Thanks, Derek. So let us close this matters arising.
Sorry,
Madam Chair.
Just that even if the site is closed, you can look down on it from the hotel.
Yes.
So I don't think the fact that it's closed should preclude a visit.
So the field work, you know, that we mentioned, we'll try to get an overview. So the major idea of arranging the field work is to share the overview on the design and how we look at the whole thing, not just a small portion of Avenue of Star and overall design, all right? So let's try to see whether it's feasible and when can it be arranged as soon as possible, okay? All right, so thank you. So let us move on to the next... yes, Paul?
Yeah, just on the Tsuen Wan area, I would like to thank the Tsuen Wan District Council for the invitation to attend their meeting, and would love to have attended. Unfortunately, I was not able to because I only received information on the day of the meeting. So I apologize for not attending. I would have loved to be there. If I had known it earlier, I would have certainly attended because this is an area of great concern and we have a lot of ideas and we'd love to help you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. So I think this is actually a major item, and as members can see, this is actually will be discussed under the AOB on the Tsuen Wan waterfront and the Coastal Affairs Committee. All the arrangements will be discussed over there. All right, so let's wait until then. Thank you, Paul.
So I hope that in the future, when there are invitations to attend, if we know them a little bit earlier or more direct, you know, we can respond more positively to invitations. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we know not earlier than you for for this particular one, okay? And this we will cover on the AOB. There is no intention to stop any members to attend any of these meetings. We would love to have members' participation, all right?